Chapter 11. It's early in the morning, before breakfast, before any of the therapists have started working on me, probably even before the kids have gotten dressed at home, and Bob is here. "Can you see me now?" asks Bob. I see the prison, the window, the visitor's chair, the TV. "No," I say. "Turn your head." I turn my head. I see the prison. "No, the other way." "There is no other way." "Yes, there is. Turn your head to the left. I'm standing over here." I close my eyes and imagine Bob standing. In my mind's eye, he's wearing a black, long-sleeve, crew-neck tee and jeans, even though he never wears jeans to work. He's got his arms folded and he hasn't shaved. I open my eyes and turn my head. I see the prison. "I can't." "Yes, you can. It's simple." "It's not." "I don't understand why you can't just turn your head." "I did. To the left." "There is no left." I hear him sigh in frustration. "Honey, tell me everything you see in here," I say. "You, the bed, the window, the chair, the table, the flowers, the cards, the pictures of me and the kids, the bathroom, the door, the television. Is that everything?" "Pretty much." "Okay, now what tells you that everything is only half of everything that's really real? What if I told you to turn your look and look at the other half?" Look. He doesn't say anything. I imagine Bob saw his t-shirt, searching. "No, as exactly.